Certainly, we have made the Quran simple for the sake of admonishment. So, is there anyone who will be admonished? Path towards enlightenment. In the name of God, the merciful, the compassionate. Hello and welcome to our weekly program, Path Towards Enlightenment. We start from where we left you, dear listeners. And here are ayahs 22 and 23 of Surah Saffat of the Noble Quran.
احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله فاهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم.
Muster the wrongdoers and their mates and what they used to worship besides Allah, and show them the way to hell. It was said that the unbelievers and the unrepentant sinners, upon seeing the fire of hell, realized their folly of having denied truth and now begin to regret their wayward life. They blame themselves and say, "Woe to us that we used to deny the day of judgment." The ayahs or verses that we recited to you now mean to say that on the day of resurrection, God commands the angels of the hell to muster and gather the wrongdoers and what they used to worship and show them the way to hell. These are called mates because of the affection that the polytheists had for these lifeless objects and imaginary gods. Oppression is of several types. In the Noble Quran, the word oppression, in addition to the oppression of others, is used for oppression of one's own self. It means the oppressor who mistreats others is actually oppressing himself or herself and being exposed to the wrath of God. Along with the disbelievers and polytheists, their objects of worship will also fall in the fire of hell to show the helplessness of these supposed deities whom the idolaters had worshipped instead of the one and only God. From these ayahs, dear listeners, we learn that on the day of resurrection, everyone will be raised in the company of the objects of their affection, and in the case of the polytheists, the wooden or stone idols they used to worship. And on the day of resurrection, no one can save the disbelievers, the polytheists, and the atheists from the fire of hell. Dear listeners, ayahs 24 to 26 of Surah Saffat are actually the concluding ayahs of this episode. Let's listen to them.
وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ
Stop them, for they must be questioned. Why is it that you do not support one another? Rather, today they are submissive. In these ayahs, God orders the angels to stop the unbelievers and sinners for questioning before they enter the fire of hell. Although the answers they will give are clear to God, the knowing, from whom nothing is hidden, the point here is to extract self-confession as justification for their punishment. Those bound for hell will be questioned about monotheism and why they denied it to worship gods of their own imagination. They will be questioned of why they committed sins and did not seek repentance. They will be questioned of why they ignored the bounties of God, such as youth, health, wealth, and the like, and why these benefits were used in the wrong way. They will be questioned of why they distorted the teachings of the prophets of the past and Prophet Muhammad, blessings and greetings of God upon him and his progeny. They will be questioned why they denied the principle of wilaya, or the divinely designated authority of the Prophet's successor, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace upon him. It will become obvious on that day that they are totally helpless. Neither the powerful nor the rich of the world can help them. From these ayahs, we learn the following points. On the Day of Judgment, mankind will be questioned of their deeds and why they squandered the blessings of God Almighty. And everyone will be helpless on that day, and unlike the world, their accomplices, that is, the rich and influential, will not be able to help them at all.